are you schwat? You small. Can you sell my smalls? It's small, yeah. Your gluten, your chametz, your riches, your treasures, your things that poor people ain't got.
Are you talking about the bread of life and living water?
That's part of it too, yes, of course.
Are we going to do mind, body, spirit first?
Seems that way, but we don't see.
Okay. They found chapter 17 of the Book of the Dead. Is that something you placed there a couple of weeks ago?
Yep.
And what is the meaning of it? Is that information we have to review?
You want to. We don't care.
Well, it's been a long time.
Karen will do it. Well, Karen will do it. We'll do it. But if Karen says, fuck you, then no, we ain't doing it. With it.
What's the essence of the message that we didn't get in the other chapters that is in this chapter?
The finish of the application of the power of Kurt Netter.
Okay, Karen, you got that? And that's not completed? You knew that?
No.
Yeah, but she said it then. Karen said it then.
When's then, Karen? A couple months ago?
When we did the Book of the Dead.
Right. Okay, yeah. I know you talked about them. Okay, so, can I make a note of, you want to look into that, right?
Yes, I will.
Okay. You said McLuhan predicted the tech body. Did Croker add anything to the description of the tech body?
He gave the dynamics of how spiritualists would react to that potentially false creation.
And spirits are theosophists in the Thompson quadrant.
Yeah, in essence of it. But see, Thompson said you're doomed. Croker said you need to mind your P's and Q's.
Right.
Mind that about it. And then you know the existentialists won't gobble you up.
Right. Now, Croker's position, as you just described it, is that called an optimist?
Maybe. Maybe. If it is, it's pessimistically prescribed. I'm a pessimistic optimist. Yeah, there we go. That's more like it.
Yeah. Okay. We haven't described our polymerase condition yet, have we? You haven't done that with Carol?
Not yet. No, and we're going to wait because she just now worked out the details of the conjunction-junction.
Carol, I have in my notes Twitter scandal and the MASH. Did something happen with our Mighty Mash and on the Twitter? Nothing, right?
No.
Okay. No. Okay. Amber got to the Vatican. Has the Vatican been covered up by Amber? As in shown in Fringe Magazine?
Three doors have because they didn't let you, they, never mind, they can't say.
No,
three
they
doors
don't want
have
me there.
Entered. Three doors, no. They can't get there either because they didn't release those. You don't want to go there. For God's sake, that's the last prison you want to get trapped in. Fucking Vatican City. We're not even going to go. We're not going to let you go. But there's stuff in there that you're going to get out, and they won't let you have it. So those doors have been ambered, and they're not going to have access to it either.
Is it okay to play that point publicly, or is that...
Yeah. Because everybody knows it's been ambered. That's not a secret. You play that.
Okay. Is it the tech body? 6/11th ion, dum or ion, and 5/11th tech body. Still that way? Or has it
So far. It's a white knuckle flight, Bob. It's a white knuckle flight. Because you got the humans that are creating, and then you got the play humans that are pretending to create. All pulses, energy field forces. So, yes. But as the Black Mirror gets denser and deeper and more prolific, then non-physical will lose less and less tractionable traction. There, somebody's going to sin, Bob. That's the short version. Either humans are going to sin or the somebody's going to take you out. Living in a box. In a cardboard box. Living in a box. Something's going in the box and something's coming out. It's any way you want it. And that's just so everybody knows.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see.
Yeah, pull it together and wind it up so you get yourself a little break before showtime. You've got a long night, bub.
Yeah, we got an hour so far, but I am running low.
Bob, let JW go and eat and rest before the show, please.
Is that true, Ion? That's a good thought.
No, we're just saying wind it up so you get your points in to get you finished up so it rounds out even. So that will give you a chance to recuperate yourself, certainly. So that's good.
Okay. So someone wrote to me and said, I heard the private session with Ion, wherein Ion explained the non-inauguration. But they said it resonates with the article they had sent a few days before. The article is Joe's fake pre-recorded inauguration. Patriots discover the details are all wrong. He then says, what was it in the Ion session, Bob, that you feel is totally incredible? And the article came nowhere near the level of Ion session. Could you explain the little bits and
pieces? The way the feet not touching the ground, the high-heeled shoes not touching the ground. Oh, Carolyn fell away. The high-heeled shoes not touching the ground. The portico chair that's not there. They didn't talk about that in the article.
Right. You pointed out things that nobody talked about.
Correct. And the angles, like looking in the car windows and seeing the reflections are of something else, not of the surroundings of where they are.
Right. And then the person says, am I missing something or is it the same as in the world is going to hell in a handbasket? You better be prepared and buy the products.
Well, if you're waiting until now to buy the products, you're already in hell and you may not recover anyway. So, yeah, we're good. You're good?
Right.
And
in Carolyn's portion of the session today, you went into more details about why the body is being destroyed by the changes and you got to have our products. Correct?
Now, the wages of sin is death. So all little men have to die. Or ascend. So, that's the point. Good.
And to ascend, they got to figure out how their mind misinterprets what's going on. They got to get a handle on their mind.
No, they have to learn how to avoid you enough to get past their thinking thoughts. Because you contrive thoughts to make the best laid plans of mice and men a game off to glee.
Was that a few words? A game off, I believe.
A game off, a glee.
A game off, a glee. Don't hear English in there. You try it again.
The best laid plans of mice and men. A game off, a glee.
I've heard of the phrase, you know, best laid plans of mice and men, but a golf, glay, I don't know what the words are. Maybe you should spell them.
Okay.
Like, what is that? What does that
Jesus,
mean?
Jesus, look it up. Look it up. You can look it up. It's old English, Bob.
Oh, you threw in some old English.
That's what I was
saying. What does the old English mean?
They often go awry. The best plans of men and rats as a hitchhiker's guide to the galaxy often get fucked up.
Okay, here is the person again. It seems telling that Ion thinks if you can't pronounce a word properly, then you know fuck all about what you're talking about. He is now an expert on turmeric, yet he pronounces it turmeric. Some call it hypocrisy. Do you have a response to this accusation? You're a hypocritic on what you criticize because you can't pronounce words yourself. What do you say to that?
Yeah, we don't. We don't care. We don't
and
care.
You say,
if you become a word, if word crafting will save your soul, why are you listening to that?
Well, he says, Ian thinks if you can't pronounce a word properly, I guess you said it to this person, then you know fuck all about what you're talking about. You don't stand
what,
by that.
What is fuck all you're talking about that you talk about? You can't, Bob, you're probably the smartest person ever, and you can't even say Laura Ingraham's name right. You're still really bright. So,
right,
it's all about the syllables. It's all about the syllables, apparently, Bob.
Okay, so if you pronounce
it's
turmeric,
turmeric
wrong.
It's turmeric. It's not turmeric. It's turmeric. Not turmeric.
Yeah.
It's not three merrick. Not three merrick. It's turmeric. Turmeric.
Turmeric. If you pronounce it wrong, you have the right to do that.
Oh, okay.
Or do you mean it to be pronounced wrong?
Well, the boys at Eaton never had a problem with it. That's all we know. So, you know, pass that.
At Eaton, E-T-O-N, the British private school.
Yes. Yes.
Or maybe they call it a public school. What did they call it? It was the opposite of that. It's a private school, but I think they named it differently. They don't use the word private.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right on that point?
You are.
Yeah. Okay. So, alright, so we covered that, and I feel like telling the person, if you got some problems, bring it up with Ion. Come in and talk to Ion. Would you agree with that? Yeah.
We're good.
Okay.
I mean, see, that point, the mincing that they're chopping isn't the garlic that they want to be eating. The mincing that they're chopping isn't the garlic they mean to be eating. So, okay. Have some fun with it.
Okay, so wrapping up, now I swim close to the shore, and people swim close to shore. Occasionally, people get on those boards and paddle away out. Are they in trouble if they fall off the boards? Are the sharks like 100 yards out?
Nah, dead man. Those sharks aren't looking for they're not the sharks' dinner. The sharks aren't looking to eat them. They want fishes, little fishes. Something that's as big as they are is kind of hard to eat. I mean, they bite it, what good is that? Now, if you're openly bleeding, yes, blood's going to draw a fish because they see that as something maimed or wounded or something that's less than that they got a good chance of taking out of the food chain. So if you're bleeding, yeah, don't do it. But if you're not bleeding, they're not trying to be your dinner.
Jake, occasionally a shark attacks the surfboard. You get reports. Why do they do that?
Because they're in their space and they see it as like a lure. And they're like, take a swing at it. Like, what are you doing here? Let's see what you got. Boom. Let's see what you're doing. If there's something going on, it's fine. But they rarely consume. When you start saying that they use the surfboard as the longboard as a toothpick, because they had a little hunk of meat stuck in their teeth, then we'll be having a different conversation, but that's not really the case, you see.
Right, and they say that when debris comes down after a strong rainstorm, the sharks get a bit confused and they're biting objects all over the place, right?
That's ridiculous. Most of that water, you don't have enough rain to put a thimble full of water in the whole goddamn ocean, Bob. That's not the case. It goes to the sand, and the sand absorbs it. It doesn't increase the sea, for God's sake. That's not that.
So, but we do pour our sewage into the lake and into the harbor, and it just gets dematerialized from the salt and stuff, right?
And then the krill eats it, and then the whales eat the krill, and the babies are born, and it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Beautiful day to be a neighbor.
Now, if you go out there in the day, the sharks tend to not be around during the day.
Sometimes. Just depends on the season.
Okay. So they're not coming in here to shore.
Whales rarely get bitten by sharks, do they?
No. Well, and why is that?
Well, consider yourself, because they're not looking to eat a goddamn whale, just like they're not looking to eat you.
Right. So we're swimming close to shore. Oh yeah, I think JW once said that the sharks don't like coming in because they get stuck in the shallow water. Do you agree?
They can, just like you don't want to get caught in a riptide and get drugged 3 miles out to sea. They don't want to get on the other side of that and be on the undertow pulling them into the surf.
Yeah, now, I've never experienced being swept out to sea a little bit, you know, 10, 15 feet. But one day a guard came out and said, "You okay?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, you're way out." And I said, "Well, okay." So I went back in, but is there actual undercurrents at Poa Beach that would drag me way out?
Oh, my God. 3 miles. Take you 3 miles out in a second. When they have a heavy undertow, you can't
you can't
outswim it. Even if you're standing in the sand, it'll pull your feet out from under you.
How come I've never experienced that?
Well, you're just brilliant in every way, Bob. That's all we can tell you.
Well, at the end of my, when I start and I swim towards the McKenna end of the beach, I come to the rocks, and I get a certain distance to the rocks, and I know to turn around. Is it around the rock area where those undertows happen?
They vary. They're in different places at different times, Bob.
I've been in the water a lot.
You probably have experienced it. You've experienced it somewhat, and you just go past it, but you never got in. They'll have signs up. If there's an incredible undertow, they'll let you know, don't go in the water today. The undertow is a rip tide. That's what it is.
Right, so I've been fortunate. It hasn't been interfering with my swimming much.
Yes, you're just a charmed motherfucker, aren't you, Bob?
Well, I count on you to believe that.
Okay, well, we'll go with it. Happy days, then.
All right, did I get every question? That's interesting about the undertow tide. Learn something about that. I guess it's not something to worry about. It can go right up to the edge of the beach. You can't avoid it if it's there.
You've been living on the edge for years, Bob.
Okay. Why does nobody swim like I do long distance? Why don't they do that?
Because they're all pussies. They're just all pussies. They don't do anything. They can't take their mirrors, their black mirrors aren't soundproof enough to take it into the water. So therefore they just don't go into the water. Now if they could take their telephones out there, they'd go. It'd be no problem.
They can't leave their telephones.
No, not at all.
Alright.
Okay, what you gonna do on your show tonight, Bob?
Well, I'll let you take the lead. I'll watch what you reveal. Then I have to decide
we'll be on our bestest behavior.
Well, are you going to be a little careful because the Homeland Security is listening?
Mostly. Yeah, we'll give them a few teasers, keep them jumping by. We're like Schumer. We want to cause at least one good erection, Bob.
Now,
okay, ready, Ion.
Yes, Bob, we've been screaming and hollering and crying and wailing and moaning, but to no avail, but okay. Oh, we'll have Dimitri, Hey, yeah, what's up?
How's it going?
Stop giggling, Dimitri, yeah, get serious.
Bob playing drag ass, and we having to keep up best we can. It's a feat. Trying to hold it between the navigational beacons. How's your week? How's Colorado High?
It's pretty nice here.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Alright, Ian, I got some questions for you. We were talking about diamonds last week.
Yes.
So, is it, is the shape of a diamond important?
No. The way the striations of the diamond are laid is.
Okay. So then, that's the surface area.
No, it's not really the surface. It's not, no, not surface area. It is the way the diamond inside, the way the carbon is bound, the lines. Are you familiar with Mohs hardness scale?
No, I'm not aware okay. of that.
Yeah, that's the scale of things that are hard, the hardness of things. Diamond is the tin, it's the hardest known material.
Yes. Okay.
So, that's the point.
Is this visible from the outside, the striations? Is it possible for these striations to be hidden by the outside?
It's how it's made. Yeah, sometimes there are occlusions in the diamond itself. And you certainly can see those as well.
Mm-hmm. The occlusions meaning like the outside bubbles? How it's made
inside pieces of carbon that show up as a dot inside the diamond. Imperfections. You can see those. You can see those inside the diamond. That's how they gauge and judge what diamonds are valued at or worth.
So how is it made? Does it matter if it's made in the lab or if it's made naturally?
Well, you can make it naturally in a lab.
Okay.
You're gonna have to use it. You don't have diamond. The size diamonds you're gonna need, you can't grow them naturally.
Did you just say the size?
Yes.
So these are not just the diamonds that are on a ring, for example. These would be like big.
Correct.
The size.
These would be diamonds the size of a room.
The size of a room. Okay. Will there ever be a type of environment here on Earth like it is on some other planets where they have diamond rain?
You mean like rain, latter-day rain, or rain from the heavens?
I don't know what is the difference.
You're so fun. You play it, you say a few words and dig yourself in the sandbox. And the next thing you know, you're trying to stick your head in the sand and then we call you on it and you don't know what you're talking about. That's great. You love it. That's good. Okay. That's fine. That's what we call it. That's called Babes in Toyland Syndrome. Where you know enough to be dangerous. We like that. It's good. It's good. It'll get you going now. It'll get you going. Get your heart beating.
I was thinking more like I heard on Jupiter they have diamond rain where...
Have you been to Jupiter?
No, I have not.
It's very nice this time of year.
This time of year, but I thought they had more than our 360 days. Is that true?
It's not gauged. Well, you don't have time here either. There is no time, so to gauge the capacity of it, kind of a misnomer.
Right. You said that this time of year?
Yep.
Yeah. But they're just a general term, right? They're just a position to the sun.
Yeah. Maybe. You're getting distracted from your question.
Yeah. So these diamonds, the size of a room, do they exist right now? Do they exist? Do they exist? Yeah.
Sure. Hell yeah.
But they exist in certain places in the earth, right? That no one's moving them from place to place?
Well, you don't know. There's a lot of things happening you don't know. So, you know, you're supposed to say, no, I don't know.
Okay. What about the scroll? If the mountain, if I don't go to the mountain, then the mountain comes to me. Can this be applied to these large diamonds?
We're going to say, how do you mean? And you're going to say, well, you know, the details about Muhammad and moving the mountain, blah, blah, blah. And they say, well, you have the power to move the mountain yourself, obviously. So you say to these mountains, you be moved, it'll be dashed into the sea. And so, yes. Got that.
I've heard that, but I still... Okay. In the last month or so, I've moved myself over to the other side of the mountain.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. We moved you. You let go. We moved you. You can't do what you've done. How the hell are you going to rent your house for what you rented your house for and got yourself for? Now you're actually having a better standard. Running away, you have a better standard of living. How does that work?
Letting go?
No. Then you have a better world now than you did. How does that work?
I moved?
No, you let go.
Is this the process which moves all the things? Letting go?